afternoon.
Okay, usual format, we'll do broadcast first, followed by radio, and then we'll turn the cameras off and we'll focus on the written guys. So James, do you want to kick us off for Sky?
David, good to see you. Let's start by talking about Roy Hodgson. We found out news yesterday, he went to hospital. Have you got a message for him?
Well, Roy's a good friend and has been for many, many years, and a great colleague as well over so long. I'm hearing he's fine by what I've heard, so I'm hoping that's the case. Always said, I don't know if I want to be working at Roy's age, that's for sure. But look, he is someone who loves the game, and his longevity has been incredible in football.
How tough is it for managers? Because at the same time that's happening, there's so much talk and speculation about a replacement potentially coming in. How tough is that for managers to deal with during difficult times when there's so much speculation?
Well, it wouldn't be nice if we were talking about your job live, you know, or talking about one of the people in the media who are in here today. Wouldn't be nice. So it's no different for a football manager.
Oh, I agree with you. Looking back on Sunday, I thought the assessment you gave after the game, really honest and open. You said that you were going to look at the performance with your coaching team to see whether you could have done anything differently. Have you looked back now, and is there anything that stands out to you?
Well, the big standout was the performance by Arsenal Football Club, more than what it was by our team. But I have to talk about our team because I manage our team. We didn't play well, which we've said many times, and we didn't perform anywhere close to the level, but we were up against a really formidable team on the day, and we were punished for it.
And what's been the thoughts of the players this week? Because you said it's a collective responsibility of performance. What have they said about what happened?
Well, we're all in it together. We're going to act as if it's a blip. We're going to work in, take the next game. We've had some great results, we've had a poor result, so we need to bounce back, we need to show it. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing the attitude of the players, their commitment with the show. It always shows you a little bit about your club, and I think in the main the players here have been very, very good.
You said you understand the fans' frustration when we certainly saw the pictures of them leaving at half time. Is there a difficulty with providing the results that's seen this club have so much success recently, and then getting the performances the way maybe the fans want them, they want to be entertained? Is that a really difficult balance to get?
I think we've been really good entertainment. I think we've scored more goals than we've ever done before. I think we've got three or four players playing with the biggest countries in the world in our club. So I think we're in a really good place.
Let's talk about team news. How's Lucas Paquetá? I know he's training on grass. Is he
No, he's not fit and available for tomorrow. But he's been on the grass a couple of days. But it's very, I wouldn't say it's tentative, but it's not full out, that's for sure.
Is he someone that you've missed a lot over recent weeks?
Yeah, we've missed him. We've missed Lucas loads because there was a picture we had of how well we were playing, mainly before the African Nations started. But I have to remember, we lost Kudus probably for four games around that period. We had Agard away as well. We've had Jared Bowen came back with an injury from England in the last international break, as did Mickey Antonio. So that's happened. But hey, I can see Newcastle United have had big injuries during the season, you know. Manchester United have had problems with injuries at different times in the season. So we've had a wee bit of that around this period, just after really January. Not just injuries, but partly to do with players being away as well.
And you mentioned Mickey Antonio. How's he doing? Is he...
Mickey's back. Mickey's back available. We'll need to see exactly how we think he is. But Mickey's been back training. He's probably a week or so's training now. So, he's back in the squad.
Kurt Zouma,
all okay? Kurt Zouma was fine. The bigger problem was Edson Álvarez, you know, came off at half-time with illness. He didn't come off, you know, for any other reason. He came off with an illness at half-time, but he's recovered as well.
Final one for me, you know, going up against Nottingham Forest and a new manager in charge from when you last played against them. Have you noticed on any of the filmings you probably watched this week, any differences in how he wants his side to play?
Well, I think there's always differences, and I think that I think Nottingham Forest are a good team. I do. I think there's a lot of good players in their team. And I think Steve Cooper done a great job over his period there in bringing them up and stabilising them to an extent in the Premier League. But Nuno's very experienced, knows how to do the job. He's worked at some really big clubs. So, yeah, I expect there to be changes, maybe not immediately, but I think I've seen slight changes in some of the things that they've done.
Appreciate it.
Hi, David. You were talking about attitude from your players. Have you seen anything in training this week that almost give you guarantees that they're going to show a different attitude at the weekend?
Well, there's never any guarantees in football, no, one way or the other. But what I will say is that when you've lost like we did, well, you've got a duty. And that duty is to show that. And, that now, not the manager can take responsibility a bit for that, which he always will do, but ultimately, you're the one who gets the shirt on and crosses the white line, so you're the one who has to show it for the club and for the team.
When some players don't show up, is it almost compulsory for you as a manager to show some form of sanction by, giving other players a chance in the following game, or do you look at their image of how they can perform?
Yeah, it's a good question because, when you've lost badly, sometimes there's players who need to get right back out there to put it right, and there'll be other times when there'll be players who, maybe you have to take them out the firing line for different reasons. So that's the decision that the manager has to take.
And do you feel like you'll have to take that decision at the weekend?
Well, I have to because we're just off the bat of a bad result. But I certainly have to pick a team every week, that's for sure.
And finally from me, Nottingham Forest, they've been going through a difficult time as well. In the last few games, you lost 1-0 at the City Ground last season. It's never an easy place to go, is it?
No, it's not. We lost in the opening game of the season, it was, and we felt bad because we thought we deserved more from the game. But it's never been, it's a great atmosphere, the City Ground, and I think everybody was thrilled to see Nottingham Forest coming back in the Premier League because I think the history, Brian Clough, the history of their European years, I think everybody still remembers really well.
Thank you, Peter. Lauren.
Aye.
It's a rare Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff for you.
Correct.
Nice change.
It certainly is a nice change, yeah. Where I think everybody is probably quite pleased that it feels like a normal week in some ways, but it certainly wasn't normal from last weekend to this week, so it's felt slightly different.
What are your thoughts kind of coming into a game with a team maybe just above the drop zone? Do you go into the game any differently when you go into a game against, say, one of the title contenders?
I don't think you really do. I think you prepare exactly the same. I think you prepare your team in certain ways which you believe will get your result. Yeah, you might think that you might have more of the ball or you might have a bit less of the ball in certain games. So you have that in your mind. But overall, we want to keep up the good results we've had. We've had a lot of really good results this year. If we can pick up another 5 or 6 really good wins in the Premier League, it'll start to get us in a really healthy position.
And of course, a couple of losses. Kind of, what is needed now as a response, would you say, or maybe as a kind of reassurance message from fans?
I don't know if we need to reassure MD. I think that over the last 3 years we've reassured everybody that we're competitive, we challenge, we're hard to play against most sides we play. I think we've done that.
Okay, we'll turn the cameras off then if we can, please.